check it out. You're listening to BFF.FM. This is Ben Malone filling in today for an hour here. It's my first time with BFF. I just moved to the Bay from London, and the sun is shining out here, kind of, through the fog. The ocean's a few miles to my west. It's all good. Today on the show, we're going to talk about house music and how one trip to Berlin last year changed my whole perspective and appreciation for a genre that I really didn't like most of my life. So we're going to play some songs that I heard in a club in Berlin. We're going to hear some tracks, some brand new tracks from my favorite German house label called Still Vor Talent. They just sent me their latest compilation. We'll hear a few dance songs from Guy Borato as well. And I think the reason I wanted to do this show is my whole life I always thought techno and house music were made for kind of dance's sake rather than made for the music's sake, where the beat and the repetitive, droning nature of a 10-minute song was just to keep the crowd step-touching till 6 a.m. and that these percussive elements of the song became more important than the song itself. And house music, of course, originally is from Chicago, techno is from Detroit, but I feel like they were really globalized in Europe and particularly Germany. And they say that in Germany, the fall of the Berlin Wall is responsible for the start of and the popularity and rising of techno and house in Berlin. And I didn't know this, but Ableton and Native Instruments are also both headquartered there, which are two of the main softwares that are used to make dance music. But the first two songs I'm going to play, the first one I was in this club overlooking the I forget the name of this river, but this club is underground, but it had an all glass wall where you could actually see over into the water. And this for the first 2 hours I was there, I was kind of over it, but then this track came on and I finally felt something. This DJ played some awesome music, the first of which is Monolith Tuff's remix of Primitive People by Tale of Us. After that, you'll hear Guy Gerber with No Distance. But first track here, again, Monolith Tuff with Primitive People. This is the Tale of Us remix. Enjoy. Thank you. So what you've been listening to are a couple of songs from Monolithuff. That's a Tale of Us remix called Primitive People. That song you just heard was Guy Gerber and Dixon with No Distance. Those are two of the songs that I finally felt something when I was in Berlin on. And the rest of the night, the DJ played some really cool stuff. But I mentioned earlier in the show that the fall of the Berlin Wall was kind of the reason why techno and house started to gain a lot of popularity overseas. And there's a guy, his name's Sven von Thulen. He wrote a book about the history of house music in Berlin. A few of his comments were really interesting. They asked him, how significant was the fall of the Berlin Wall to Berlin techno? And he said, dance music only became popular after the wall came down. Before, Berlin was mainly a rock city, but it had a strong avant-garde scene. But after the wall came down, many spaces were suddenly available for parties. But it also brought the enthusiasm of the kids from the East with it. The kids from East Germany were pushing a much harder sound. They didn't want vocals or pianos. Also, they were the ones scouting for new locations, power plants, bunkers, hangars, underground stations. It must have also been quite liberating dancing in places where previously you might have been shot for trespassing. So all these old, even prisons and bunkers and old industrial spots that were just these giant warehouses and buildings, they became these spots where people could go and the East and the West could come together, and they just raged. And that is, they say, how it became so popular over there, because it was kind of just representing the freedom that this generation had at the time. So this trip was, so I went to that club, I was like, okay, I'm starting to get it. But then I was walking down the street in Kreuzberg, and I stumbled upon this shop, this retail front, and I walked in, and it turned out to be the retail shop of a record label called Stil vor Talent, and it means style before talent, so a tongue-in-cheek play on calling out all the musicians with style over substance. But I started talking to one of the girls there, and told her about my radio shows, and then I get an email from Friedrich Sensilors. I can't pronounce this guy's name. Normally I'm pretty good at German. Sensilors, he has a crazy last name. But he put me on all their promo releases email list. So they just sent me HVOB's newest release, and Stil vor Talent, Oliver Kaletsky, is the founder of that label. He's really popular in Western, really all over the world. He's a big kind of modern house figure. But on that label, there's a band called HVOB. Their new album, it's called Trialogue. And I have been I started to listen to it last night, and I listened to the entire album. I couldn't turn away, it was so good. It's kind of like this new soft house with some pop elements in there as well. Very easy to listen to. But the next track you're going to hear is one of HVOB's songs. It's called Clap Eyes. This is from their most recent release, Trialogue. You're listening to BFF.FM. Enjoy.
Thank you.
how good does that sound? That song, that is off of a compilation from Still Vor Talent called Teufelsberg. I think I pronounced that correctly. That is, that just came through. They released that short while back. That was Joaquin Pastor. The song was called Etch. Before that, you heard Clap Eyes from HVOB. And those songs, they're kind of, you know, on that last one you just heard, you can still hear the hi-hat come in at the two and the four, but it had these other elements of just dance music, pop music. You hear those samples come in. I mean, this is just, maybe it's not core house, but it is, has those pieces thrown in there, and they've done something really good that this label is just kind of changing this new house that I'm hearing away from the old stuff that would just go on for ages with the exact same beat. There's a lot more variation. I'm totally into it. Totally into it. So next we're going to hear two songs. This is another promo they sent me. This is from a band called Illa's Noise. That's what it phonetically looks like. This is from the EP called Illa's Noise from Julie Holtz. It's a track called Nova, and another promo that they are pushing. So that's Illesnoise. Put that in your Google and see what you get. The track's called Nova. Let's put this on. After that, we're going to put some Guy Borato on. Got a good story about how I first came across Guy Borato in Barcelona. You'll hear that right after these next two tracks. So that was a track from Gui Borato. He's from Brazil, and he's kind of like Brazil's Cascade or Brazil's Deadmau5 for electronic dance music. The story of how I came across him, I was in Barcelona, and we were riding around on scooters down in kind of the valley there, and then we hear this pounding bass line coming from up on these hills. And I've been to Barcelona a couple times, but I had never made it up to this certain part, this amazing kind of park on this wooded hill. There's green trees everywhere. So we just ride up there to see what all the fuss is about. And then it's this Gui Borato is playing this festival up there. And that song sounded so good, kind of waving down from the hilltop there. It was like 7 p.m. Sun was starting to go down. And then we stumble upon this festival with, there must not have been more than 3,000 or 4,000 people there. It wasn't huge, but very fond memories. Then I went to a shop the next day and I bought some glasses, and the owner there knew, because I was asking if he knew about the festival, and he actually knew Gui Borato personally. But he's got a couple of awesome songs. Beautiful Life is another one that I really like. But we're just about at the end of the show today, and I'm going to play a track from Gulcher Lustwerk. If you know anything about New House and rap and the hybrid that Gulcher is putting together, then you've probably heard of this guy. So he's one of the first MCs to rap over house music, and there are a few tracks of his that I'm loving right now. We're gonna finish up the show with a song called Dockside. This is Gulcher Lustwerk. This is from his Parlay EP. You've been listening to Under the Atlantic on BFF.M. Thanks for tuning in, and we will end the show with Gulcher.
Gotta do you. You know how it do. You know how it do. You know how it do. You know.